Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Monday, May 5th, 2025, otherwise known as Cinco de Mayo, otherwise known as Winko de Mayo. Bart, I did not forget what you said on Friday. It's the one and only time I'm going to say Winko de Mayo. You're welcome.
You said it twice.
Well, I just counted it all in like one fell swoop. Yeah, same kind of thought. All right, let's go to Greg Popovich. The news on Friday, he is calling it quits, at least when it comes to his head coaching career. Health issues are a big part of it, but he's going to be stepping down. Mitch Johnson will be the new head coach going forward. Greg Popovich will remain as the president of basketball operations. Press conference, funny moment, he took off of his jacket, revealing a t-shirt that says, El Jefe, that's the boss.
Was that funny? Why was that funny? Everyone thought that was funny. I'm not sure why that was so funny.
Because, like, Popovich is like the last guy you would imagine calling himself El Jefe, so there's that.
Yeah, I don't know. He's the greatest coach ever. I don't know.
Is he? Upon retiring, he gives his thanks to everybody.
I want to thank all of you in here, former players, coaches, friends, people from the ticket office, or people who put on a show during timeouts. We all have a part in this. It's not just the players and the coaches. Everybody has been dedicated to do their part to make a successful, thriving organization.
Yeah, with him, I will say it does seem like he gets it more than a lot of people do, that it takes a lot of people to put on the operations. And sure, you know, coaches are making millions of dollars, players are making millions of dollars, but there's other people with real lives putting themselves into that organization as well. And that's why so many former players and other people, they'd come and want to be a part of Popovich's press conference today because of the impact that he has had. So I don't not recognize that. I just didn't know what the El Jefe. I don't know. I didn't laugh.
Yeah, I guess you had to be in the room. By the way, this game going final, the Toronto Maple Leafs will beat the Florida Panthers to take game one. Toronto is going crazy, don't you know? 5-4, you're scored there. Audio will come maybe a little bit later on today. Let's go rewind to Sunday, which was yesterday for most people. Pacers getting the surprise win? Question mark? I am Ron Burgundy. 121-112 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs got some major issues in terms of the injury bug there. So I don't know if this is the same Cleveland team that we've seen in the regular season. But Kenny Atkins said, post-game, said, hey, we need to bounce back in game two.
I think we have great leadership that starts there. So we'll bounce back. Got to win four. And like I said, they played outstanding. Guys are good spirits. We just got to check our health status. That's going to be, you know, big. Where are we? Get our recovery. Be ready to go for game two.
Coach of the year, Kenny Atkinson, and going to have to earn it now in the playoffs. He got it in the regular season. They had a tremendous year. Now you're going to have to earn it in the playoffs, and this may need to be a situation where these guys need to step up. But this would be the same gripe that I had about the Pacers last year, beating the injured Bucks, beating the injured Knicks. Oh, look at that. They played the Bucks again this year. Damian Lillard's out. oh, they play the Cavs this year, now everybody's injured. I don't like what's going on with Indiana. I feel like I'd like to see them beat a team that's healthy rather than just beat the dead carcass of a playoff contender like they have been doing.
Yeah.
I saw a dead carcass today. I saw a dead bunny. It was missing its head. I keep seeing, yeah, every time I see a dead bunny around, I just see them without their head. One time I actually just found a straight bunny head in my driveway.
Oh, gross. Yeah. What is going on in Milwaukee that bunnies are getting decapitated, that it sounds like a regular occurrence?
We got to get their eggs.
Here's Jimmy Butler.
Eggs. Eggs.
The Warriors, they salvage their seven-game series against the Rockets, winning 103-89. That Game 7 was a stinker. But the Warriors did manage to stave off elimination, almost blowing a 3-1 lead to get it done. Jimmy Butler on the team's resiliency.
I'm going to take how resilient we are as a group.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming from where they were, you know, post-trade before I got here, and the way that everybody locked in and made me feel welcome, and we took off this way, and we never wavered. The confidence never went anywhere. Really good group of hoopers, really good group of people. So that's what I'm going to take into this next round is we got some guys that can play at an extremely high level, and on any given night, it could be anybody's night.
Well, it was. It was Buddy Hield's night. And I don't know if anybody saw that coming, but Buddy Hield, who got the start, went 9 for 11 from 3. I believe that is the record, might have tied a record, is the record for most three-point makes in a Game 7. And they needed it. Steph Curry only had 3 points at halftime. Now he finished with 22. Jimmy Butler made a couple of big threes. He had 20 points. Draymond chipped in with 16, but Warriors fans will, you know, no matter how long this run goes, and we'll find out, this will be remembered as the Buddy Hield game, because Buddy Hield made 9 threes out of nowhere. He had 33 points. It was quite the scene to behold in Houston. The previous game, by the way, Game 6, he had 0 points, and the game before that he had 4, and then he ripped off 33, so...
He's just picking his spots. Let's stay with Houston. Let's go to the Rockets. Here's Ime Udoka, because he's asked an interesting question, because, again, that Game 7 was a dud. So he asked, did the Warriors win, or did you guys just lose?
At times, for sure. You know, like I mentioned, you miss free throws. That's a sign right there. You know, in a one-possession game, you miss 12 free throws or whatever it was. You saw the numbers when we missed free throws in the three games that we lost early, so that part stands out. You know, open shots are open shots. You're going to make them. You're going to miss them. And I think nobody's intentionally trying to miss the shots. So we had the poor shooting nights where we played good enough defense. And so, like I said, those ones stood out, especially the two games, Game 3 and 4 in Golden State.
Yeah, Game 7, 15-21. The Warriors only got to the line 9 times. Jalen Green not happy with his performance. He only had 8 points. He had 38 points. So here's Jalen Green for the Rockets throughout the 7 games. His point total. 7, 38, 9, 8, 11, 12, 8. So they had some guys that outside of Van Vliet and maybe Şengün weren't able to score. That's what happened last night. Amen Thompson did have 24. But Dylan Brooks, not much. Green, not much. Jabari Smith off the bench, not much. Light night for Steven Adams. They just didn't have enough guys that can score. They didn't have, you know, Draymond, Jimmy, Butler, and Steph scored, and then they had Buddy Hield come out of nowhere. Rockets did not have that.
Oh, you mean Dylan Brooks didn't have a good game after being an agitator pretty much all series? Interesting. Let's go to the other Game 7 that we had. This one was on Saturday. Nuggets, they advance. They're taking on the Thunder right now. That game is in overtime. I'm sorry, in halftime. The Clippers, they're going home. Obviously, a disappointing season.
How far behind am I? Jeez.
Not that far. So here's Kawhi Leonard. What went wrong in Game 7?
I think we could have gave a better effort, for sure. at the time, I don't think this team was 30 points better than this. I mean, we've seen it throughout the first six games of this series. But you got to give them credit. They came out and fought, ran hard in transition, got easy points, and they made shots.
Take a look at the Clippers coming up here, and the big question for them is James Harden. He's got a player option he could opt into, and if he does, does he get another extension? Do they build around him? What do the Clippers do from here? And a lot of criticism on James Harden, as I mentioned earlier. It's now four different teams that he has lost a Game 7 with, and he has not performed well in Game 7. We'll have some of those numbers for you coming up.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.